live from 5:30.
It's 5:34. A group of people from Sheffield who've been using a building on Matilda Street as a social centre, even though they don't actually own the site or pay rent, were told today they had until 5 o'clock to leave, but they're still there.
A short time ago, in fact, our reporter Maria Jackson went along to speak to them.
Well, the doors and windows at the social centre here on Matilda Street are currently being secured. People who come here now say they occupy it as squatters. On the entrance, there's a poster saying, "Take notice, we live in this property, it is our home, and that if you want us to get out, you'll have to take out a summons for possession in court." I'm joined by Mark Cohen now, who comes to this centre. So, tell me first how this group came to be here, and indeed what you do here.
Well, the Matilda Street Social Centre grew out of the convergence space that was put together for the protest against the G8 Home Office Ministers meeting that happened in Sheffield last June. And since then it's been occupied by people who want to be here. There are a variety of activities that go on here, music gigs, there's a cinema, there's a cafe. If people want to come along and use the building for a positive purpose, so they're welcome.
Okay, so this place was originally council-owned. It was then sold on to Sheffield Hallam, who then sold it on to Yorkshire Forward. So they own the building.
Yes.
So why are you disputing them wanting to evict you?
Primarily because Yorkshire Forward, so are just going to use the space, probably allow it to be knocked down. I mean, they haven't actually told us what's going to happen.
Is that not their right, though, seeing as how they do own the building?
That's absolutely their right if that's what they want to do. We would dispute that's a sensible thing to do. But the thing that we would object to most is that they're most likely to allow the building just to sit empty, and a resource that could be used by people in Sheffield, so just will no longer be here.
You've been told you need to be out of here by 5 o'clock. What are you planning to do today then?
Well, we're not going to leave. By the looks of it, we're sort of setting up proper squats, so we will actually have proper legal squatters' rights to the building. We resisted doing that in the past because we felt that we could actually come to some sort of accommodation with Yorkshire Forward, but now we feel that they're just going to kick us out.
You're not actually paying rent here, are you? So isn't it reasonable for them to want to have the building back which they own?
If they were going to use it for something, if they were going to use it for any purpose at all, we probably wouldn't be able to argue with it. But the chances are they're not.
I mean, would you be happy to pay rent here?
I don't know about paying rent, because so none of our activities are essentially funded. Everything that we do free. So, but the idea that you do things for free means that it becomes very difficult to actually pay things like rent.
That was Mark Cohen from the Matilda Street Social Centre in Sheffield talking to our reporter Maria Jackson.
Now, we've had a statement from Yorkshire Forward. They say they've legally owned the site and the land since June 2004. They say they're aware of people occupying the building who've not paid any rent to them. And they say their main concern is the safety of the building, to make it safe and secure. They also say plans for future development of the site are in the very early stages at the moment.
You're listening to